Good Sunday morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. I'm Radar from The Morning Show on 99.1 The Mix, and you're also hearing Public Affairs, as you do every Sunday morning, on our sister stations. We've got 103.7 KISS FM. Thank you for listening there. Hot 105.7 and our sports station, AM 1250 The Fan. So no matter where you're listening, thank you so much for joining us. And you can also listen on the Odyssey app. Some of you may be doing that with your cell phone right now. Odyssey is A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's right on the smartphone. Download it if you don't have it yet, and then like your favorite station. Hopefully it's the mix that you're liking, but doesn't matter with Sunday Morning Public Affairs because you can hear the Public Affairs Show on all of our stations. Today's guest on Sunday Morning Public Affairs is Linda Kohler. She is the president and CEO of Sharp Literacy, and she's going to tell you about a great event that will perk up the ears of all Packer fans. But first, we got to bring Linda into the show. So, Linda, welcome to Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thank you. Really happy to be here.
And Sharp Literacy has a great event coming up with former Packer Jordy Nelson. We'll get to that soon, so keep listening for that, because right away everyone's going, wait a minute, Jordy Nelson, Green Bay Packers? And that's for a way to help this great cause and spend an evening in the same room as Jordy. Now, Linda, for those who may be unfamiliar, can you give us a little background? Tell us a little bit about Sharp Literacy.
Sure, absolutely. We are actually celebrating 25 years. Our mission is to partner with educators to foster a love of learning and brighten children's futures through our STEAM-based innovative programming. So we are a STEAM-based program. We are in the classroom. We are this year, last year, obviously, with the with COVID, we weren't. We did ours virtually, but yeah, happy to be back in the classrooms. We serve K-3 through 5th grade students, all urban students. We are in 50 schools this year, and we are in the public schools, so MPS, charter, and choice schools, and we're also in the School District of Waukesha and charter schools in Waukesha. So the whole gamut of districts, and we are about 90% of our students qualify for the free or reduced breakfast lunch. So some high poverty areas. About 42% of our students are Latinx, and about 40% of our students are of color, of black. So yeah, we have a great mission and great schools. In addition to our what we call our academic year programming, which begins in September and then ends in May, we also do summer programming. Summer 2021 was our biggest programming ever. We had over 850 students that we served in the summer, and then we start after-school programming as well this week. So pretty much a year-round program.
Yeah, and it's very, very important in the community, and it's great work that you do in helping the children in the community. Once again, it's Linda Kohler, President, CEO of Sharp Literacy. Linda, you had mentioned that there is STEAM-based learning. Can you explain what that is? I've seen that before, but there are listeners out there who may say, wait, I thought it was Sharp Literacy. What is STEAM-based learning? Can you kind of shed some light on that?
Absolutely. I know people are probably familiar with STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math.
And that's what I almost asked you about STEM, but you said STEAM, and I'm like, wait a minute, yeah. Let me make sure this is correct.
Yep. Yes, but because we started 25 years ago as an arts integrated program, so we add the A in there, so it's why it's called STEAM versus STEM. We started probably about 4 years ago of adding coding to our program. So, computer coding, which is, has been, just incredible for these kids at a very young age to learn that type of a skill. And then we decided too that, let's incorporate STEAM, programming and all the concepts and at a very, very early age. So starting in K-3, we incorporate different STEAM products into our curriculum. So all of our programming and curriculum is done in-house. So let's say, for example, our second grade curriculum is all about weather, water, and the environment. And we actually also produce books, which is really cool, that goes along with our curriculum. So we have a book in our second grade that's called The Salmon's Adventure Home. And all of our books are actually, they're written and illustrated, helped written and illustrated by our kids. We get them involved in what we call a young author's workshop. So our second grade book, again, is A Salmon's Adventure Home. And it's really a cute story about a salmon and his adventure back into the Great Lakes. But incorporated in the book and our curriculum are all types of STEAM concepts. So we talk about the water cycle and how the weather and the water, how does that, you know, affect different things and the size of a salmon and what does a salmon begin? How does it begin with the egg? And just really, you know, just really innovative and engaging. And then what we do is we have educational tours. So we work with different museums and sites and so forth, both in Milwaukee and Waukesha. So our second grade students, it made a lot of sense for us to partner with Discovery World.
Oh.
So our educators, our educators work with their educators to come up with an aligned educational tour that brings all of this learning that they're learning in the classroom. It brings it to life when they're at Discovery World. So everything they're learning, now they get to see it. And it's just a great way of learning. I'm a visual learner. So to give these kids these opportunities, again, at a really young age is just incredible. So that's why it's a STEAM-based program. And again, adding the art in there and very engaging and sparks that curiosity.
Yeah, totally. And you also help teachers with Sharp Literacy. Again, it's Linda Kohler, President and CEO of Sharp Literacy. What other help do you provide for teachers? Or does Sharp provide for teachers, Linda?
Sure. We do a lot of professional development for our educators, Sharp educators, as well as all of our educators that we partner with in the schools. So this year will, as I mentioned, 50 schools, and we'll be serving around 9,500 kids.
Wow.
So it's really important that we partner with the educators, that we're in this together. They really see the benefit of Sharp. So providing them professional development, not only on better understanding Sharp and our programming and curriculum, but also, you know, with the COVID learning disruptions last year, and we're doing a lot more of what's called SEL training.
Yes, heard of that too.
Social emotional.
Yes, my kids going through school. Yeah, I've heard of that too. But it's so great to hear from you and kind of break it down for people who are listening this morning. It's wonderful information, especially for the kids in our community.
Right, because there's more to address than just the learning loss that kids all over. Have felt because of the virtual learning and programming. So it's really important, again, that we work with our teachers. We ask them what would help, how can we help provide training, not only for our program, but things that they can use in their classroom outside of Sharp, like social and emotional learning, culturally responsive teaching, trauma-informed learning, things like that we have the contacts and partnerships that we can, bring on to help the teachers. For example, Dr. Keisha Moncrief, which that name probably sounds familiar, Sydney Moncrief's wife,
yes,
has been doing some work with us. Yeah, which has been great because she had worked for MPS, and she's very familiar with, the issue. So it's been great to partner with her on some training, and we'll continue to partner with her on, other training.
You've had a lot of help
for the teachers.
Yeah, you've had a lot of help from people that are associated with Sharp Literacy. But let's face it, anytime there's help needed, it takes a village. And each year, Sharp holds a fundraiser. And this year, is it the 20th year for a novel event?
It is 20th novel event and after 25 years. So we started this 20 years ago, 5 years after Sharp became a a nonprofit.
And Linda Kohler, President, CEO of Sharp Literacy, you're here to also talk about former Packer Jordy Nelson as being part of the fundraiser. What is Jordy's role in all this? He doing any Lambo leaping?
Well, you have to come to see. Maybe there's some of that. But yeah, we were supposed to have Jordy last year about the same time, but because of COVID, we rescheduled him. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful person. I've had the opportunity to meet him and talk to him a little bit. And, you know, in addition to playing 10 seasons with the Packers, and then I think he went to another team prior to retiring a Packer.
We don't worry about that. Yeah, we only worry about the Packer part.
Yeah, right, right. But yeah, he actually was interesting too, that he is, when he was injured, when he was with the Packers, he actually substituted math, as a math teacher, actually for his son's school, which was pretty cool. And his wife is also a teacher. So he really does understand, you know, how important really great teachers are and how important education is, and that it should be really, you know, a level playing field, if you per se. So he understands from being a teacher the impact that, you know, he had on the kid. So in addition to just being a Packer, and
right.
But he does really have a great story about how important, you know, literacy is.
I had no clue that Jordy Nelson was a substitute teacher. Is there any stories behind Jordy? Has he shared any, just a few with you? Because I'm sure as the keynote speaker at the a novel event, I'm sure he's going to have some stories there. But is there anything, any little tidbits you can share about his teaching experience?
No, he was saying that, you know, he knows he had some really great teachers growing up, and that the impact that it had on him. So now he really wants to give back. And I think he didn't really realize the impact that he had on these kids. So we're really a novel event is really about, you know, being in the community for 25 years and partnering with educators and just putting a light on our educators and the great work that they do day in and day out.
Okay. So Jordy Nelson is the keynote speaker at a novel event, and it's all for Sharp Literacy. And we're talking with Linda Kohler, the president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. What is the date of this year's event?
The date is November 15th. It's on a Monday at the Pfister Hotel, and it's from 5 to 8 p.m. So we do what we need to do, and we get everybody out of there at a decent time. So we'll have a keynote speaker by Jordy. We do have awards to two of our Mike Mahoney, who's been a longtime board member and community volunteer.
Okay.
And then we also, Rockwell Automation will receive one of our Sharp Literacy Edge Award. And they've been so great to us for so many years. Yeah, it's going to be a really good time. We have some great live auction items.
Yeah, let's get to this live auction items. This sounds really good.
Yeah, so it's the one that I'm excited about all of them, but in particular that you are able to spend a weekend with Jordy on his farm.
No way.
And I'm sure he'll put you to work and and just, you know, in Kansas and just spending, how cool would that be, spending a weekend with Jordy and his family and learning a little bit of the farming and
That'd
what he
great.
Does all the time. Yeah. So that's one of them. We have, a Miller Park, AmFam Park.
It's tough. It's tough to kind of get that in your brain. I know we've been saying it for over 20 years and now it's something new.
I know. With a suite, it includes food and beverages and parking. But you also have, you have to pick a Sunday and you get to have five kids running in the sausage race. So all five sausages can be, your family and friends, which I think is really cool. A chef's dinner, five-course meal with wine pairings at the Pfister, along with, that's for 10. And then you have five rooms, because you're probably not going to want to move after you get done eating and drinking for 4 hours. So some really great behind-the-scenes tours of the Third Street Market Hall that Omar Shaq is leading. There's going to be behind the scenes with that, with all kinds of different tastings, some really awesome items.
Yeah, Omar does great work for the community too, just like Sharp Literacy. Really appreciate all of you in helping out. Now, the event is November 15th. How can people get tickets to attend?
Yes, they can go on sharpliteracy.org. It's probably the easiest way, or also calling 414-410-3204.
And you still have tickets that are available for the event?
We do. And we're because of, you know, just being a little bit more, cautious and so forth, the tables will be a little bit wide, bigger tables and a little bit more spread apart. But yeah, we're hoping to have a sellout crowd, which I'm sure we will.
Is there any safety protocols besides having some social distancing going on, just in case people want to know while they're buying tickets?
We'll have obviously sanitizer all around, but masks will not be required for those that are vaccinated.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, people want to know that when you're attending large groups. It's always good to keep that in the forefront, and that way it's right there for people to see. And again, the event, a novel event, happens for Sharp Literacy November 15th. It's at the Pfister Hotel, and you can get those tickets once again at sharpliteracy.org. Or as Linda Kohler, the president and CEO, has just said, you can call 414-410-3204. Jordy's going to be there the entire time. He's the keynote speaker. Jordy Nelson, formerly of the Green Bay Packers. I guess we can say he's pretty much a Green Bay Packer, even though he's a retired. He just doesn't play anymore. Let's just say that instead of saying former Green Bay Packer. Right, Linda?
He does still look like he could still play. He's in pretty good shape.
And it's great things of what Sharp Literacy does for the kids in our community. And you had mentioned, too, which I think once we get into this year, we kind of forget that kids almost lost like a full year. It was kind of tough for children to learn while they were at home. I mean, you know, parents can sit there and families can sit there and say, well, sure, I had to work from home. It was tough for me. But for kids, they lose that interaction and they kind of lose a little bit. So it's great to have Sharp Literacy helping children in our community get right back and get that learning train and that literacy train rolling.
Exactly. Yeah. There. You know, at this point, there's only speculation of exactly how much, you know, learning loss. But yeah, it's not good. And they're saying anywhere from, a year to 2 years of loss. They need programs like Sharp more now than ever.
And if listeners can't attend a novel event on November 15th at the Pfister, let's say they've got something going that night, but they really want to help out and help support Sharp Literacy. Is there a way for them to do that?
Absolutely. They're on our website, there's different volunteer opportunities, as well as, just to donate. The one thing I didn't mention was that we are we bring our program to the students and the teachers at no cost to them. So we want to ensure that we can continue to do that. Any financial help is awesome as well.
Financial help if you can't attend the event, but otherwise, if you can, a novel event, November 15th. Jordy Nelson is the keynote speaker for Sharp Literacy. Linda Kohler, the president CEO of Sharp Literacy, thank you so much for the insight, the information, and the work that you do. And hopefully this event will be gangbusters. You'll get a lot of money for those great live auctions, which once again is a day on Jordy Nelson's farm in Kansas. There's also a Brewers opening day experience, a Bucks package too, and of course the private chef's table. Those are just some of the items that you can bid on with that live auction. So that, again, happens November 15th. Pfister Hotel. Get your tickets right now. You can go online, sharpliteracy.org, or you can even call 414-410-3204. Linda Kohler, the president and CEO of Sharp Literacy, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.